Yes, Kenny, a disappointing finish for City of Derry today. The final score, City of Derry 25, Skerries 38. So the King's Home team have beaten Derry, outscoring them by 6-3. Two tries near the end of the game, which they managed to do, even though they lost two players with yellow cards. So, you know, they played a quarter of the game with 14 men, but they just proved too strong at the end to a very gallant Derry side who had defended really well. And at one stage in the second half, you know, the score was 30-25, and certainly at that stage, you know, Derry were within a bonus point, losing bonus point. But also, if they could have got another score, they would have had a bonus point. At this point as well, but unfortunately that was not to be. It was the visitors who started very strongly, and after 3 minutes it was Colin Manny who finished off some good passing in the corner, and Mulcahy's conversion went wide. Mulcahy then this time slotted between the post, and that was 8-0. A minute later from the restart, Skerries went offside, and Burns from a very good 40 metres put over the 8-3. And then 5 minutes later, a very, very good score by Derry, probably as good as anything. Tyler Holden, the little scrum half, got the ball in the halfway line, went down the touchline, flicked it back into hooker and skipper David Ferguson. He in turn fed winger Killian Thornton, and he pushed aside a couple of tackles to go over. So he had all, and Derry really going well at this stage. Kerry Skerries came back then on 25 minutes, some good driving forward, and Balushead, Cormac Murray, he got over. Mulcahy converting, so that was 15-8. But Burns reduced that to 15-11 with another penalty. And then at half-time, the teams turned round with Derry trailing by 15-11. Skerries got a great start to the second half whenever they had in 42 minutes of the penalty. Mulcahy slotted over that and made it 18-11. And then on 55 minutes, a scary lineout, which was going really well, decided to drive, and it was a powerful hooker, Chris Tong, got over 25-11, and this was the visitors' third score. The scrum half was tackled by a prop, and Derry, there was a yellow card because of that. Tyler Holden, he decided to take a quick penalty, but he was held back, so that was a yellow card. But then in 62 minutes, another break by Tyler Holden. He gave it to Burns again, and he fed inside the centre. Pammy Brenner has it, and he seared in under the post. Burns converting. So 25-18, and Derry really back in the game again. But then they had their fourth try. Skerries had their fourth try whenever Chris Tong, out wide, finished off near the touchline and for a second score. And his brace, and that made it 30-18. But not to be undone, the Derry boys came back again, and they took a short penalty about 5 metres out and fed David Ferguson, who's not the biggest man, but I tell you, pound for pound, he must be as strong as him. He just literally went through three people, diving over, setting a great example as captain. Burns converted 30-25, so Derry back in again with that one. But then Skerries then in the last 6 minutes just proved that wee bit too strong. Replacement winger Morris McCauley, he finished off a very, very good phase out right after they had won the ball near the Derry line. The forwards had pick and drove, and whenever they couldn't go anywhere, they released it, and the Derry defence just wasn't there. And then on 76 minutes, Cormac Murray, he had a second try of the prop, again driving over from close range to make the final score 38-25. Six tries to Skerries, who go home with 5 points. Unfortunately, from Derry's point of view, they don't have any points. But certainly, it was a good performance, and the Skerries people I was talking to were quite impressed with the Derry team, because, you know, they had realised that the match down in Wanderers was a bit of a... they didn't think it was a genuine result, because last week they gave Wanderers a very, very strong one for their money. But nevertheless, it's 3 games played, and Derry are sitting with those 5 points they got from Harlequins last week. So everything to play for. Sunday's Wells now next week away. That'll not be easy down in Cork. And say bad weather conditions down there, who knows? Sunday's Well not having a great season at the moment, but that doesn't mean anything. The way this league's going, and certainly, you know, form really means nothing. So final score from Judges Road and All-Ireland League Division 2B. It was City of Derry 25, Skerries 38.